B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
How much money did your kid spend behind your back without you knowing about it?
Ooh.
Our mailman stopped me outside the house. I was like, oh boy, what have we got here? And he handed me a postcard. He goes, I thought you might want to take a look at this. Apparently, my six-year-old son, Sam, had filled out this postcard to order a ring, like a birthstone ring
that he wants.
And he's been talking about this ring, and I'm always like, yeah.
Sam wants to start wearing jewelry?
He loves this ring.
It's Italian?
Got multiple birthstones in it.
Okay.
He's just in kindergarten right now. Why are we in such a hurry to get our kids reading and writing?
Right.
Postcard. I mean,
I bet it was super cute.
The mailman thought something was up because it's barely legible, but he's got our names, our address, even got the zip code right.
It was all filled out properly?
We were this close to owning a ring without our knowledge.
Oh.
Like, that would have shown up, and it would have been like when every other Amazon package shows up, my wife acts like it's Christmas. Oh, where did this come from?
What is this?
As if the Amazon God just decided to gift us with things nobody ordered.
So are you guys getting the ring or what? It sounds like he's really excited.
The ring, Drex.
Oh, all right.
How much did this ring cost?
I don't even know because it was like multiple payments of whatever.
Oh,
I knew we weren't going to buy it. And I knew that it involved math. So I was just like, I'm out. So how much money did your kid cost you without you knowing? Kathy in Lilburn.
When I was in seventh grade, my friend told me about a line that was horoscope line. Well, I kept calling it for my mom, calling it for my dad, finding out my friend's horoscopes, what the horoscope was for the day. Well, about a month later, my parents come up to me and said, we have a phone bill over $350. You know why. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my friend said it was free. Well, anyway, long story short, they talked to the phone company, and because I was a minor, they ended up having all the charges taken away.
Wow.
Did you still get in trouble, though? Did your parents discipline you, Kathy?
Not really. They just told me to stay away from those numbers and not do it again.
Because you can't get that in the daily newspaper every day. There's no other source.
Well, this was back when I was 13 years old.
Oh, they didn't have newspapers back then? Please.
I don't know. Well, they probably did, but I wasn't looking at the newspaper.
404-741-0985. How much did your kid cost without your knowledge? B98.5. Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about the most money your kids spent behind your back without you knowing, either on purpose or by accident. Patricia in Alto.
So this was my youngest stepdaughter. It was about $1,700.
What? How?
Yeah. So this was back when iPhones first came out and parental controls were still a little wishy-washy.
Uh-huh.
And my husband did not set up her parental controls on the App Store correctly. Mm-hmm. That girl was swiping everything, and we just did not know until the end of the month, and it was about $1,700 worth of apps.
She thought nothing of buying lives on Candy Crush.
No, I mean, she was little. She is 17 now, and I mean, she's a good kid.
If she's 17 now, this is probably the least of your problems going back to her life.
Right. Correct.
Thank you so much for the call. Sandra in Lawrenceville.
We have a four-year-old who swallowed a quarter.
Oh, gosh.
And we had to get him to Children's to have him put to sleep and have an endoscope get it out of his esophagus.
Oh, my goodness.
So our quarter cost us just a little over $9,000.
Oh,
dude, with that kind of return on investment.
I'll tell you what, we still have that quarter. I asked the doctor if he wanted it as a down payment on the bill, but he said no, he might want to keep it.
You need to frame that thing and use it as blackmail for the rest of that child's life.
Absolutely.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Lots of sunshine today. It'll warm up to 68. It's 50 right now. What's going on, Kara?
All right, Braves fans, I hope you're rocking your jerseys and your pearls today because we need some good juju. Game 6 tonight in Houston. Max Fried definitely wants to redeem himself, and I'm pretty sure the rest of the guys are ready to bring home this World Series title. Now, some of us are a little worried about that Atlanta sports curse, but fans believe that this really could be our year.
I'm Christy, and I'm from Jonesboro.
You think they got spooked on Halloween?
Possibly. They got spooked.
But you're hopeful.
Yes, I'm very, very hopeful.
It's Carl from Fayetteville. No, I'm not worried about it at all. I think this team is very experienced. I think they're dead set on bringing it home for Atlanta.
So now the Braves are away, but we've been invited to come play. You can cheer on the team from inside Cool Raid Field or Truist Park. I'm talking inside the field. Cool. So it's free over at Cool Raid, but at Truist, tickets start at $10, and I think it's $75 if you want to sit on the field. But all the vendors will be there. Of course, the Battery will be rocking, too. It's free to go party over there. If you're lucky enough to be headed to Houston for the game, though, keep your fingers crossed that your flights aren't canceled.
I just want to go out to Truist tonight to see who's paying $75 to watch TV.
That's the same people that were paying $2,400 to go to the game.
Y'all aren't going to say anything about the canceled flights?
Yeah, cool.
What?
What? Yeah, I mean, I know that they're having issues.
I mean, we've got Thanksgiving travel plans looming, and all of a sudden, American Airlines has canceled hundreds of flights over the last few days. You don't see that being a problem?
I fly Delta.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, most of us do.
I'm Atlanta.
They are blaming like high winds and staffing issues over at American for the delays, but that really does stranded travelers no good. Yesterday, they had almost 600 delays and close to 500 cancellations, and Sunday, over 1,000 canceled flights, most of them going in and out of Texas. So that's the reason why I mentioned that.
Right.
If you're headed out to the game, I mean, cross your fingers, your flights are going to be on time.
Drex and I are also very cool with a Pepsi shortage, if that comes around.
Yeah.
Wipe that off our shoulder.
Lowe's is closing. Cool.
Speaking of Delta, Tad, the next time you find yourself on a Delta flight, you can take yourself a little Peloton class in the clouds.
See what I'm talking about?
What?
Yeah, wonderful.
They're not bringing the bikes on board or anything, but you will be able to choose from a collection of 5 guided stretching and meditation videos, which might come in handy over the holidays, too. Give you a couple of tools to put you in a good headspace before you go mix and mingle with family, but it could at least, you know, ease a little bit of that travel anxiety, too.
Got to work off the Biscoff cookie some way.
Well, right? Is that what you really want? You guys been on flights recently? I mean, people are stressed out, like yelling and angry at each other. The last thing I want is like some weirdo with his shoes off doing, you know, yoga.
I could see that, but the meditation part and like the calming things down, hopefully that will ease some of that craziness.
Right. Meditation's like 20 minutes of silence. Don't you want that from your passenger?
Exactly.
Yes. All right.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Josh, you are looking for forgiveness from your girlfriend. What did you do?
Basically, I refused to support her if she quits her job.
Now, you guys have been living together for how long exactly?
3 years.
Okay.
A little more than that now.
But. And she's having a hard time at work? I mean, as a boyfriend of 3 years, probably time to step up.
When we started dating, we agreed that marriage would be in the far distant future. And, you know, we agreed to keep our finances separate and just kind of split everything for a while. But lately she's been, you know, she's having a rough time at work. She wants to quit soon, and she wants to focus on her art, which she's a good artist, but doesn't have like a degree in it or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the saying is starving artist, right? That's what you're worried about?
God, I hope not.
So what did you say to her? You said, if you become an artist and quit your job, I'm not going to support you, or how's that working out?
I mean, it wasn't quite like that. It was more along the lines of, you know, maybe line something up and, I don't know, maybe slowly transition into it and don't just quit. Just told her I wouldn't be able to support her if she did that.
Josh, do you make enough money to support her if something were to happen and you were to need to take the lead, would you be able to do that?
Technically, yeah, but then, you know, the thought is, what if something happened to me? What if I got fired, you know?
You already told her, though. You already said, I'm not going to do it, right? And how did she react to that?
She moved into the guest room.
Oh.
Haven't seen her in a while. And Reg is due this week, and she won't talk to me. She didn't answer my text or anything.
You regretting maybe not supporting her a little bit more?
I definitely should have phrased everything better.
But you're standing firm. You pay your bills, I pay my bills, and we move forward with this thing.
I mean, I have to.
You don't have to, but...
All right, sit tight. We're going to get her on the phone. Your girlfriend's name is Erica. We'll call her next, and we'll see if we can get her forgiveness for you, okay?
Okay.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Josh was just telling us that his girlfriend wants to quit her job to become an artist, and he just can't support that. He needs her forgiveness. Josh, sit tight. We're going to talk to your girlfriend here first.
Hello?
Erica.
Yes?
This is Tad and Drex and Kara from B98.5. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we heard that you are pretty miserable at work. Is that right?
Yes. Are you hiring? That would be super serendipitous. I was.
Well, sadly, no, but we're hearing that you're thinking about quitting your job.
Yeah, I actually already put in my 2 weeks.
Oh, and what are you going to do next? Do you have something lined up?
Oh my God, you kind of sound like my boyfriend, Josh.
Oh, should be no surprise.
Yeah.
So you've heard this before?
Yeah. He basically just told me that I should stay in a miserable job situation so I can pay the bills.
Oh. What are you planning on doing, Erica?
I'm going to paint. I saw these kind of cool paintings that this girl was doing on TikTok a while back, and I was just totally inspired, you know? And I opened up an Etsy shop, and I already have a few orders. It's starting off really well.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. But you got art supplies. You've heard of the expression starving artist. Like, how are you going to pay for all this?
To get started, I use a little bit of my rent money.
Well, rent's going to be due, Erica.
Yeah, but I live with my boyfriend, Josh. And he can handle it for months.
Oh, he can.
Erica, Josh called us this morning. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And he was feeling really bad that he was telling you that he would not financially support you if you quit your job.
I can't believe you already put in your notice.
Well, I knew you would be weird and react this way, okay? You're really stingy with money. You're like a little bit of a psycho about it.
What about rent money, though, Erica?
You have enough money, Josh. You can handle it for 1 month, okay? It's just 1 month, and my final paycheck is coming soon, and that should keep me afloat until I get these paintings done, okay? And then I'll be having some money.
When will that be? When's that coming?
I don't have an exact answer. It's art. I make the pieces. I have to sell them. I have a ton of orders coming in, though, I promise. And I'm really, like, I'm even actually struggling to keep up already. Like, what do you think I've been doing this entire time in the guest room?
You've been doing art. You have orders, Erica. The money is coming in.
Yes. Well, so, like, it's not coming in yet. I'm making the pieces and starting to send them out. It'll be coming in soon.
But how much are we talking about?
It depends on the piece. So far, the orders are running from like $250 to like
$2,000.
$2,000?
Wow.
You said you have some of these on back order already?
Yeah, I have 5 on back order right now.
How many of the 5 are the $2,000 ones, Erica?
Yeah.
2 of them.
Wow.
So you got $4,000 coming in?
Yes.
Josh, you called because you wanted Erica's forgiveness. Erica, I want to ask you, do you forgive Josh? Because that's a lot of money.
Clearly, I'm good at this. I have the money's coming in. I have the orders to back me up. I just need a little help in the beginning.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm
oh, boy. He's like, yeah, do your thing. I'm good.
Yeah, Josh, you were the Fed chairman in the beginning of this phone call, and all of a sudden you're loaning it out like it's free.
My suggestion, Erica, if you're cool with this, is why don't you move out of the guest room? Josh will pick up the rent for the month. You guys can communicate better. And then you will stop wasting our time.
Yeah, that sounds really great to me.
Everyone's in for that, yeah.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
So tomorrow, Chris needs our help asking forgiveness from his girlfriend for going through her text messages. That's always a good thing to do. He also learned something that he wants our help talking to her about. An issue. So we'll have him on tomorrow morning at 7. Forgive and forget every weekday morning.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by RS Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Catherine and Moreau.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Would you please kick Kara out of the studio?
Gladly. Let's bring it on, Kara.
I'm out of here, Catherine. Good luck.
Kara will step out for a moment while we ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 of her own money. You ready?
Ready.
Question one. Vax is the Oxford Dictionary's official word for 2021. Vax is short for what?
Vaccination.
Number two. Bravo's announced its first international edition with the Real Housewives of Dubai. True or false, Real Housewives of Atlanta is Bravo's highest rated show?
True.
Question three. Billie Eilish has been tapped as a guest host for Sesame Street's 52nd season. What's the name of the character who lives in a trash can?
Oh, my goodness. Ugh.
You're making his noise.
Come on.
The Oscar?
Question number four. Chris Pratt has been tapped to voice Garfield in a new live-action movie. What's Garfield's dad's name?
Dave.
Number five. U2's officially joined TikTok to promote their new song for the upcoming movie Sing 2. What type of animal is the lead singer of the Sing movies?
A cat.
Let's bring Kara back in. How did we do?
All right, Catherine Monroe did okay this morning. The questions were actually really tough, so we'll see what happens.
Kara making her way into the studio, ready to answer the same questions.
Yeah.
Question one, vax is the Oxford Dictionary's official word for 2021. Vax is short for what?
Vaccine.
That's what Catherine said, 1-1.
Number two, Bravo has announced Real Housewives of Dubai.
Whoa.
True or false, Real Housewives of Atlanta is Bravo's highest rated show?
I think that's true.
It is true. That's what Catherine said. 2-2.
Number three, Billie Eilish is going to be on the 52nd season of Sesame Street. What character lives in a trash can?
Oscar the Grouch.
After some debate, Catherine got it right as well. 3-3.
Number four, Chris Pratt will be the voice of Garfield in a new live action movie. What's Garfield's dad's name?
John.
John Arbuckle. Catherine said Dave. All right, Kara's up 4-3.
Finally, number five, U2 joined TikTok to promote their new song for the upcoming movie Sing 2. What kind of animal is the lead singer of the Sing movies?
A pig?
We're looking for a koala bear. Ah. Matthew McConaughey voices the koala bear. All right, final score this morning, 4-3. Catherine and Monroe, are you smarter than Kara?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you smarter than Kara?
You know, I don't like to compare apples to apples. I think we're both very unique, and I appreciate you, Kara, for all that you are.
Looking for a no. All right, Kara. Your new record, 1,148 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh-oh. Sorry, Catherine.
No, yeah, I can take a defeat. I'm very competitive, but good job, girl.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
No cash, but you do get tickets to Downton Abbey, the exhibition. It's at Perimeter Point. For a limited time only, tickets at DowntonExhibition.com. Have a great time.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great rest of your day.
You too. We play again tomorrow, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. 8:24. We're protected by Breda Pest Management to handle bugs and critters. Lots of sunshine, warming up to 68 today. It's 48 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Here we go. Braves fans, we can wrap up this World Series with a win tonight in Houston. We just need one more. So Game 6 will kick off just after 8:15. And once again, Truist Park and the Battery will be lit up with fans. You can hang out at the Battery for free, or you can go inside Truist. Tickets start at $10 or $75 if you want to sit on the field.
Yeah, sit on like the outfield because they're not going to be needing it. Right. The season's over. They're not going to play any more games.
Here. Right. And Cool Ray Field is going to be open also in Lawrenceville. So if you don't want to go all the way to the Battery, you can hang out over there and it's free. So everybody loves a good party, but nobody loves the cleanup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, lifelong Braves fan Cash Jampour was at the Battery early to catch first pitch. But by 4:45 Monday morning, he was still there.
What?
And we didn't win, so he wasn't celebrating. He was sticking around to help pick up trash.
I was like thinking to myself, the Battery looks like it's been battered. Everybody had, I guess there were so many people here they couldn't get to trash cans, so they just left everything on the ground, and I just felt some kind of way about it.
Now, he said he only saw about four or five people cleaning up, and he knew that they were going to need some help. So he just asked for a broom and got to it. Cash says he'll be back at the Battery tonight for that watch party, and we'll be sticking around to clean again if it looks the same way it did Sunday night.
Yeah, totally understandable if the Battery, like their lack of trash cans, they weren't able to handle it. Where are you going to put it? Can't find a place. Fine. It's the people who throw their trash out their car windows that I have a problem with. Oh, it's the regular streets. Come on. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Agreed. Well, we all know Christmas is on the way when we see Mariah Carey popping up everywhere and Oprah's hawking her favorite things. Oprah just put out her big list yesterday, and it is her largest one yet. It's got about 110 items, ranging from $12 to about $2,300. Most of the good things are in that mid, like $100 price range, but it can all be purchased on Amazon. The cheapest thing you can get is that $12, it's an eyeshadow palette. The most expensive thing is a $2,300 hydro rower. So it's kind of like the Peloton of the rowing
machine. You see this advertised on Facebook. And Drex, you saw this list yesterday and you said Oprah's kind of like getting, reeling things in a little bit.
Somebody obviously got to her and was like, hey, Oprah, you don't live a normal life. You're a billionaire single woman. We need to dumb it down a little bit.
Well, it's funny because you go through all of these things and you see a lot of clothes, a bunch of comfy items. And she even said, like, she's been hibernating the last, like, year and a half. Yeah. So she went for full-on comfort and things that you can enjoy at home. So I think that's why the prices were a little more, like, down to earth this time.
Very good. Is Mariah Carey one of her favorite things?
Is
one of your favorite things?
Definitely not.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.